I don't think I'll be doing that. I'll thrash around in these woods forever before I say a word of complaint to that woman.
I knew you were clever. The voices had gotten so close now that Nora hardly dared to breathe. She pressed against the pine tree so hard the rough bark scraped her back.
Oh, shit.
That was the second voice. It sounded like he was right on the far side of the pine.
The trail ends here. Some damn animal must have climbed the tree.
So what now?
The first man asked.
I'm a knight, not a forester. We should have brought dogs.
A little tear leaked out of Nora's eye.
No one planned for one of the kids to escape, and your complaining isn't making this any easier. If you don't have anything useful to say, do me a favor and shut the hell up.
Come on, let's backtrack a ways and see if we can find any other signs. The two men stomped away, and when she couldn't hear them anymore, Nora took her hand away from her mouth. Maybe one of her ancestors in heaven was watching out for her. That had been too close. Nora frowned. Why hadn't heaven been watching out for Terra, too? It wasn't fair. None of this was fair. They never bothered anyone. She wanted to cry, but refused. Once she got going, she'd exhaust herself. Terra liked to tease her and call her a scaredy cat. And maybe she was, a little. But now was the time to be brave, like Daniel. When she thought of the gentle human that had played with them, Nora smiled. They'd all eaten lunch together that day, and she'd asked him if he wasn't scared to fight the Demon King. Daniel nodded and said he was scared, but that was okay. You were supposed to be scared when you had to do something dangerous. Being brave meant doing the scary thing anyway. Nora had never thought about it that way before. She always thought that being scared was bad. But if even Daniel, the hero, got scared, maybe it was okay if she did too. Yes, it was okay. But only if she was brave too. Nora wiped the tears from her eyes and forced herself to move. She would be brave like Daniel and find someone to help her save Terra and find her grandmother. How such a miracle would come to pass, she had no idea. But in her heart, she believed it would. And that was enough for now.
Chapter 1. The warmth and crackle of the fire gave the inn's common room a homey feel that Danny liked. It was late summer and not especially cold in the evenings, but the heat still felt good, and he wasn't the only one that thought so. The room was crowded tonight. 3/4 of the tables were occupied, along with all but 2 of the bar stools. Best of all, the smell of roasting meat filled the air. The innkeeper had announced dinner would be ready shortly. In a world without clocks, Danny had no idea how long that might be, but he was looking forward to it all the same. He yawned and stretched, leaning his chair back against the wall. His sword rested a few inches to his right, readily to hand. Peaceful as the town appeared, he wasn't about to get caught unarmed, not after what happened on his first mission. He shook his head and put that unpleasant experience out of his mind. Danny had already checked everyone he'd met and found no sign that anyone's mind had been tampered with. As far as he could tell, this town was exactly what it seemed. And that suited him fine. He'd been running and fighting and killing for so long that a little break was most welcome. He closed his eyes and let the murmur of voices lull him to the edge of sleep. Not all the way, of course. He remained fully aware of everything going on and would sense any approaching corruption. No. He just wanted to clear his mind and enjoy the ambience. His enjoyment lasted for all of 5 minutes before a faint clicking drew his attention to his table mate. Eve was tapping her nail on the table as she chewed her lip. Clearly, Adonail's high priestess wasn't enjoying the relaxed atmosphere as much as Danny. Eve wasn't much older than Danny's host body. At 16, she'd been chosen by the Archangel to oversee his summoning to this world, ending his previous life on Earth. Danny liked her anyway.
Could you possibly calm down? Danny asked. We're safe for the moment. Let's savor it. Heaven knows it's not likely to last.
Eve peered at him through dark, bloodshot blue eyes. Looked like she hadn't been sleeping well.
Lady Shale should be here by now. We're only a couple days north of the capital. Making her report shouldn't have taken this long.
You don't know what else might have come up.
That sounded lame to Danny, and Eve's skeptical frown indicated she didn't think much of his reasoning either. The truth was, he wanted his break to last as long as possible,